I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
I believe in you. You know the door to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest hour. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you, when you know down inside that I really do. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
Okay, now we'll do some questions. These are actual questions from the audience. What was it like writing songs for other artists and hearing their performance of your work?
Wonderful, because if you're a songwriter, basically, I think it's you get to hear your songs sung by a different instrument than your own voice. And in our case, most of our songs are sung by us, so it makes it it's very exciting to hear somebody else sing your song, somebody with a good voice. It's great. It's a great feeling.
So we started working with other people, and there was a song that we did with Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. And if I was to tell you how the song was written, it was really written as an R&B song. It wasn't written as a country song. And I guess it shows you just how close country music and soul music are really together. Like songs like Dock of the Bay or songs that are considered soul songs are very often country songs in origin. And this was a perfect example of this. We can actually play it.
You could get around to it.
Yeah. Well, no, but I've got to explain what we were thinking at the time. We were writing a song for Diana Ross, and Islands in the Stream was in fact written for Diana Ross, but she never got around to hearing it. And Kenny wanted a song, and so we came up with this song, written as an R&B song, but became a country song. And
this is it.
And it's called Islands in the Stream.
Go figure.